What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Respectfully. I am your host, Cam Farmer, and I hope everybody had a blessed holiday. I hope everybody had a blessed New Year's with their loved ones. I know I did. I am coming on here to, news is already broken now. Nick Saban, the illustrious Alabama head coach, just announced his retirement today. Thank you to Nick Saban. I want to say thank you to Nick Saban. It doesn't matter what type of fan, what school you're a fan of, if you know college sports, if you don't know college sports, Nick Saban has arguably put himself in the conversation for the greatest coach of all time. In all of college sports. When you look at the tiers, there, in my mind, there are three tiers. Coaches, players, and impact. When you think of coaches, three coaches that actually come to mind are literally Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss head coach, Steve Sarkisian, Texas Longhorns head football coach, and Kirby Smart, University of Georgia head coach, and many others, by the way. I don't want to say that Nick was the sole reason that those three coaches and others have been successful, but in a way, they don't get to where they're at a little bit without Nick Saban. Now, I know Nick Saban isn't going to come out and publicly say, I am responsible for, you know, their development. No, he's not. And quite honestly, I don't even think he believes that. But nobody can deny the program that Nick Saban established the 17 years he was at the University of Alabama. When you think about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, now obviously they're in the SEC West, literally the same division that Alabama is a part of. And Alabama, all roads lead through Tuscaloosa in the SEC West. It's very simple. But Lane Kiffin in the last 3, 4, 5 years has established the program as a formidable opponent to take down Alabama. No question. Anybody who disagrees probably don't watch enough football, respectfully. No pun intended, by the way. When you think about Steve Sarkisian, when he was hired by the Texas, by the University of Texas to be the head football coach for their program in 2021, they started off slow. I actually had a guest on the podcast a few weeks ago. My guy, Isaiah Burrell, he stated, it takes time. It takes time. And even though they didn't have the outcome that they had wished and they had hoped for, Steve Sarkisian literally led the University of Texas to a college football playoff berth in his third year. Kirby Smart. Need I say more? When you think about Nick Saban's impact on players, right? When you think about, because I talked about coaches, players, and impact. Obviously, I just mentioned the coaches, but you also have players. Within the last decade and some change, Nick Saban has produced 4 Heisman Trophy winners. 2009, Mark Ingram. 2015, I want to say, was Derrick Henry. 2020 was Devontae Smith. And 2021 was Bryce Young. Here's the irony. Majority of those candidates, some of those candidates within those years were literally from Alabama. 2020, let's take 2020, prime example. Devontae Smith won the Heisman, but Mac Jones, the quarterback of Alabama at the time, was a strong consideration to win the Heisman. Then you have other quarterbacks like, in my personal opinion, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. I ain't even gonna lie. At the rate Jalen Milroe was playing in the last few games of the regular season, you could put him in the Heisman conversation as well. You can. I remember when I was growing up, I remember watching Greg McElroy and AJ McCarron. These players that, and honestly, a lot of these players that played at Alabama could have been Heisman candidates. A lot of their wide receivers, Jalen Waddle, Jameson Williams, TJ Yeldon. Y'all remember TJ Yeldon? Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones. The players that he's produced. And by the way, Nick Saban has produced a record 49 first-round draft picks in the NFL draft. Just wanted to throw that out there. And then when I see his impact, Nick Saban won the national championship from 2009 to 2013. So he won in 2009, 2011, 2012, and 2013. I'm sorry, I take that back. In 2013, Florida State won. In 2013, that was when Alabama had lost to Auburn in that Iron Bowl. Chris Davis, his kick six. Y'all get the gist, okay? My memory's kind of fuzzy. Y'all get the gist. Nick Saban literally won three championships in 4 years. In 2010, Auburn won it with Cam Newton was the guy. Nick Saban was dominant before all the college football stuff came out. Then, when you think about the impact, Nick Saban is probably one of a few coaches that literally aren't playing the game, but their impact has, like, their presence has impact on the game that's being played. In other words, so many questions when the new season comes, so many questions will arise about Alabama's dynasty just because they don't have Nick Saban. A lot of their players are returning. A lot of their players are returning, and they're great players. I mean, the way they started off throughout the season, the way they started the season off, I mean, and they ended up in the college football playoff. You can't take anything away from those players. But what I will say is this: Nick Saban's presence was felt. His play calling in the SEC championship against Georgia won the game. We just got outcoached. And in many ways, like I said, I ain't gonna go down that road. We got outplayed. Nick Saban's impact is there. Furthermore, in an industry such as college sports that has changed due to NIL, that has changed. When you think about the SEC is NFL light. I'm sorry, not just the SEC, the NCAA, because of the transfer portal and NIL and NIL opportunities. And there's nothing wrong with NIL. Like, there is nothing. There should be parameters around it, however. But in an industry that consistently changes on a day-to-day basis, Nick Saban has still been the most dominant. In the 10 years that the college football playoff has existed, Nick Saban has been to 8. He's been to 8 of them. 8. And he's won 4. He's won 4 of them. Nick Saban is, he's the guy. He's literally won 11 SEC championships. 2 at LSU, 9 at Alabama. He has 7 national titles. 1 at LSU. And 6 at Alabama. So going back to my point about when he won the championships, he literally won in 09, 2011, 2012, 2015, 17, and 2020. Nick Saban, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You don't have to be a hardcore Georgia fan to recognize the greatness that is Nick Saban. If anybody should recognize his greatness, it's Georgia. It's Georgia fans. I mean, if you honestly want to be technical, literally any obstacle that we face en route to getting an SEC championship and or a national championship has been at the hands of the Alabama Crimson Tide. In referring to the questions that will arise as to how Alabama will now function now that Nick Saban is gone, all roads still lead through Tuscaloosa. Let me ask y'all a question. Do you honestly think when the Georgia Bulldogs head to Tuscaloosa, do you honestly think Kirby Smart is going to have these guys confident that they will win the game against Alabama? Yes. What kind of coach wouldn't? But do you honestly think that he will have them going into Tuscaloosa underestimating the team and the coaching staff? You know. No. Kirby Smart has always preached this. Humility is a week away. Very simple. Nick Saban, thank you for your greatness. I am very, not even just as a journalist, but like, as a fan, I'm a fan of this. I love college football. I one day will be able to tell my kids, similar to how my father tells me about Michael Jordan. Man, Cam, Jordan was that guy. Jordan is him. Jordan is that guy, man. We talk about LeBron, man, but Jordan was him. The way that my father tells me about Jordan, and I didn't grow up watching Jordan. The same way he tells me about Jordan, the same way I'm going to tell my kids about Saban. The same way I'm going to tell my kids about LeBron. The same way I'm going to tell my kids about Tom Brady. The same way I'm going to tell my kids about Mike Krzyzewski. The same way I'm going to tell my kids about Serena Williams. Just saying. Nick Saban, we thank you for your greatness, man. We thank you for your greatness. On the competitive side, though, I thank you for retiring because now that frees up space, you know, in the SEC for Georgia to actually do its thing. You know, no disrespect, however. But an all serious note, though, I appreciate your greatness. How the way you're able to break down the game, how the way he was able to break down the game. I know you have a lot of athletes and coaches turned analysts, but if there's anybody who I would actually like to listen to on the television, it would be Nick Saban. Very simple. But that is it for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a great night. Stay safe. God bless. Love.